USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators announced Thursday they have struck a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose, and they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
The plan will now travel through both houses before it becomes law. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war. It appears Afghan government forces are struggling to stop Taliban advances. Firefighters searching a collapsed Miami-area condo for 99 missing people shifted their focus to a basement parking structure late Thursday, risking their lives to find survivors. Amid revelations, the building was sinking into the earth. This is USA Radio News.
Ultimate amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
What happens now to Afghans that helped U.S. troops as we disengage from 20 years of war? Wendy King explains.
The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghans' 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden announced Thursday we have a deal, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan formed with a group of bipartisan senators.
We made serious compromises on both ends. They'll give you the numbers. But they did not, and I understand their position, Republicans and this group did not want to go along with any of my family plan issues, the child care tax credits, the human infrastructure that I talk about. And we'll see what happens in a reconciliation bill in the budget process. If we get some compromise there, and if we can't, see if I can attract all the Democrats to a position that is there. But they're going to move in a dual track. And that's all I have to say. But I want to thank each and every one of them. It's been, a lot of us go back a long way where we're used to doing one thing. Give each other our word, and that's the end. Nobody questions. They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has yet to sign off on the deal. And Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, has threatened to revolt if the compromise does not go far enough on their key priorities. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Thursday that the House would not take up a bipartisan infrastructure bill if the Senate did not also pass a budget reconciliation package. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.